Hello, Rhiannon.
Hi, Matt. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes. It is now... Oh, do you want to give us the Roman numerals for what the year is?
When it was 19-something, it was harder. It's MMXXV.
There we go.
I.
Okay.
Wait for the I.
Wait for the I.
Otherwise, it's last year.
Yes. So welcome to a new year and the dawn of a new era/era for emperors of Rome.
Things are changing.
A lot of things are changing. To welcome everyone back to the podcast, to one that sounds slightly different because we're recording in Rhiannon's upstairs home office with a nice dog to keep us company. Hello, dog. And let's kind of take everyone through what the next iteration of Emperors of Rome is going to look like.
Well, it's going to be quite exciting, I think.
Yeah.
So we are going to be an independent podcast going forward.
An independent podcast. We are leaving the clutches/embraces of La Trobe University and becoming our own beast after 12 years of podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
XII. So part of this is that I'm no longer working at La Trobe, and we thought that this is a good opportunity, a good time for us to take the podcast outside of the university. Doesn't mean that things will change about the podcast as such. There will still be a podcast that Matt will produce to a very high degree of quality. Don't know if everyone's realized this, but he puts hours into cleaning up both Kaylin and me in different ways, but especially me. So that will continue, I'm sure.
Mm. So as a result, the podcast will become for us something that's outside of work. And we are therefore opening our arms to you, our dear listeners, and say Augustus supported the arts. We know that. We are asking you to be as good as Augustus. Who do you support?
Well, via people like Maecenas, he supports people like Virgil.
Virgil.
And Horace.
Yes.
Are we putting ourselves on the level of the people that Augustus patronised?
I think we've got to put ourselves up there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we are the new Virgil then. What can I say?
There we go. So Emperors of Rome will continue and we will have a Patreon page. And so we are asking you, our generous listeners, our loyal audience, to please go to Patreon, and we'll have links on social media. And for those who are on our mailing list, they'll get a link as well. And links in the show notes to this. To go to Patreon, search for Emperors of Rome and give your support. Earn yourself some nice Patreon-related perks.
Indeed. We're really hoping that people will support the podcast because, of course, it does cost to produce it. And technically, I don't have any work anymore. And Matt will be doing this very much outside of his work. And we are hoping that we won't have to add adverts to the podcast.
Mm.
And if Patreon works out, then we won't have to do that. And we can keep it free and advert free for everybody.
Yes. So trying to avoid ads and make it ad-free for everyone. But if you go and support this on Patreon, you will get things like bonus episodes. You'll be getting episodes early. There'll be the opportunity to have your say in the podcast. And we're open to adding other perks as people have ideas or as this kind of develops. We're kind of feeling our way through all of this at the moment and getting used to the brave new world that we're in, that the podcast finds itself in. But hopefully it will all work out and we'll be able to continue it and everyone will enjoy it.
I really hope so. We really love doing it.
We do.
And we get lots of nice feedback and we would like to keep producing it for the people who give us nice feedback. We hope that it has a long and bright future because we have plenty left to say.
Yes, yes. Yeah, 12 years isn't enough yet. So just briefly, upcoming episodes. And essentially, we've got mapped out what the next year of the podcast could look like, I think.
I mean, you might not think it, but there is planning.
Not beat for beat for episode or everything, or maybe to a certain extent. So the next 5 episodes are going to be with Kaylin Davenport looking at the reign of Diocletian. I've recorded 2 with him. We're going to be recording the next one next week. So those are coming. That will be episode 250. Oh, hello. Sorry, dog. You just popped up under the desk, didn't you? So that will be episode 251 going forward. And then after that, Rhiannon and I will be approaching the reign of Augustus again.
Yeah, that's probably where we're going to start, because now you might think, well, we've done this before. Are we just repeating ourselves?
As far as I'm concerned, we haven't done it.
Yes.
We haven't done it justice.
When we said we were feeling our way, that's more with the Patreon and the being outside of the university setting.
Mm-hmm.
We were really feeling our way when we did Augustus at the very beginning of this. I nearly said journey. I don't like that phrase. Beginning of podcasting for us. And we were doing it super quick.
Yeah, way back in 2014. I mean, these are still on the feed. You can go back and see them. But I think Augustus is maybe 3 episodes. Whereas if we did him now, there is so much to say about Augustus. They were 15-minute episodes as well back then as well.
Yeah.
Now we're pushing 45 minutes kind of as a standard. So a lot to say about Augustus, which is great.
Yeah. Indeed.
Looking forward to all the detail we can go into there.
Yeah. And of course, because there's so much to say about Augustus, I think that'll give us a good opportunity to do some additional bonus episodes on particular aspects of his reign,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, little tangents about people who are around him in the court or the people that he patronized in the arts. It could be almost anything. And one of the things that we may well do for Patreons is, you know, ask them what they would like.
Yeah.
In terms of a Q&A or a theme for an episode.
Yes, yes. What would you like to hear about? Yes. And as far as the bonus episodes that could be coming or other content that will be available on Patreon in the future, we have been working on a mini-series based around Tacitus's Germania, and we've recorded a lot of that. And that traditionally would have been the sort of thing that we'd put on to Kickstarter and people could support and get that way. But now that's good Patreon fodder. And in addition to all of this, burning a hole quietly in my computer hard drive is 13 hours worth of podcasts that we recorded in Rome last year, which I hope to somehow bring to the listeners this year in the future. That is likely going to be things that you will hear if you support it on Patreon. That was a great trip.
It was, yeah. And we're going to relive it all again through podcasts along with some of you when in Rome.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Finally, just as a note for those of you who listen to and support the other podcast that I've got running, When in Rome. When in Rome will continue as is until the end of the current season. So there's 5 more episodes of that to come in the near, hopefully near future. And at that point, I'll reassess where we're at and how much, essentially how much time I have at the end of the day. And we'll see what happens with When in Rome at that point. But at the moment, it's continuing as is.
Great to see. Oh.
Okay.
All right. Time for dog to leave.
No, he's okay. He's just got a bit tangled up on the microphone cord.
Okay.
That's all good. So all of this is getting very, we'll get a bit time dependent, but we are determined and very happy to keep providing a good and very semi-regular podcast. I didn't want to overpromise. I realized I was on the verge of overpromising. Ultimately, for those who give their support, for those who don't give their support, for those who have been listening for 14 years, or for those who have just found us recently, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our journey and our story in this podcast. And I hope that you'll stick with us in the future.
Indeed. Yes. Thank you to all the listeners out there. And I know Kaelin would say the same. We're just really rapt that so many people do listen and share our enthusiasm for ancient Rome because we love it.
Salve, Rhiannon.
Salve, Matt.
And you've all been fantastic. And thanks for listening.